Okay. And this is the third time I've tried to record this. I'm so sorry for how long it's been. Oh, here we go. Hey everyone, it's Salud here. For those of you that are new, once a month I go out of character to talk about my stories, the channel, update you, and just kind of vibe. It also gives me a chance to thank you for supporting me and making sure I can keep making stories for you. I know I say thank you all the time by typing it in my posts or DMs, but I really like being able to say it with my voice, which you are hopefully all quite familiar with at this point. Just as a heads up, I think there's going to be some swearing, because I don't know how we're gonna fuck this pig. Like, I just don't know what kind of structure it's going to have. There's a lot I want to say. It might come out very disjointed and all over the place, but I won't let that stop me. I have a crumpled up post-it note that will serve as our guide, so let's begin. Okay, over 100 patrons! Oh my gosh, that is incredible. Thank you! I'm not much of a businesswoman, but I do know a few things, and I know when you have over 100 people that are willing to pay for what you provide, it means you're truly solving a problem or providing value. That's when you know you're on the right track, and I'm just so happy. Thank you. Ah, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. The wildfires are now much better where I am. It was crazy. I was waiting for the bus, and like this huge piece of ash just fell down onto my cell phone screen, and the sun was like bright red. It was just wild, and I've never been that sick in my life. My throat was so jacked up. I am better now. The area is better now. I really appreciate everyone who reached out, and thank you for being so patient with me. You are all so kind and so generous towards me, and I'm so happy to see that my work attracts people like you all. And I know that sounds really cheesy, but it's true. And I've loved getting DMs from you all. Thank you so much if you've DM'd me in the past few months here on Patreon. I've had a blast with you. I'm sorry I'm slow to reply. Oh God. Okay, this is hard. I try not to get too vulnerable on here. I think at a certain point, it maybe becomes a bit manipulative. And also, like, I try to leave the nervous shit behind because it's boring. But when I was sick, I was like chewing on drywall and like crawling the ceilings. I hate needing to do work and not being able to do work. I was just like out of my mind, so sick, so miserable. And one night when it was really bad, I opened my phone and I saw that someone had bought a sizable amount of things off my throne wish list. And I like ugly cried. And these gifters asked to be anonymous, so I will respect that, but I'm sure you're listening now, and thank you. Thank you so much. I don't talk about my throne, I just link it with my socials, and it really made a difference, so thank you. I will say, because I wrote it down, I have suggest a gift enabled. I know most femme creators have it turned off by default. I haven't been sexually harassed with it yet, so it's still up. I'm sure eventually I will have to disable it, but it's there, and we're moving on, but thank you. Now that there are over 100 of you, I have noticed some things you all have in common, and it's so neat, and I won't single anyone out, I won't dox anyone, but a lot of you are military, or military adjacent, or veterans, and please be safe. I certainly didn't anticipate that in my audience, but that's really cool. And I think I get it. I mean, I'm not gonna yell at you. I crack myself up. I'm sorry. Also, welcome to the like 17 Australians that joined over the past month or two. Hi guys. I assume you're settling in for the winter. And of course, most of you are American. Hello, my friends. Okay. Oh, I had a sponsorship deal. It fell through. I counter-offered and then got ghosted, but I thought that was really cool. Maybe I'll get another one. Oh, shit, I should talk about stories. Sorry. I'm feeling a lot better now. I was pretty nervous to start, but now I'm like, no, okay. You talk in a microphone for a living. You can do this as yourself. Lots of like artisanal stories this month. You're very like coveted for what you create, which is maybe a little bit tied to what I'm feeling in real life here. And yeah, we're gonna have a story with Arisen, one of the undead in the world. I think it's gonna be so fun. I can't wait. I haven't done like a good, super cute friendship story in a while, and I've really been craving it. I don't know if I'll get around to it this month, but I want to do something very competitive, not even necessarily rivals, but I want that competitive energy in a romance audio. I think that'd be so cute. One of the patrons at the My Heart tier suggested like an enchanted yandere dagger that becomes like more obsessive every time you kill someone with it. As a sentence for a prompt, it's like, mwah, chef's kiss. What else is there? Oh yeah, I came out. I feel like everyone knew. A lot of people were like, yeah, we know, but it was Pride, and normally it's just like, it's not relevant, unless I'm trying to date you, you know? But I kept getting people with, and this is something I would only ever say to patrons, comments from people with like Nazi iconography in their profile pictures, in their usernames, and hey guys, it's Editing Salute here. My voice is a little shot, I'm sorry. I just had to jump in. I wound up going on like quite the rant here. So I bleeped it out. I'm sorry, I know it's not very soothing. But this is just an update audio. I'm not trying to be a bedtime story or anything. So either way, I apologize for all the cussing. You're gonna hear my voice fade in and out. It was supposed to be a joke. Like, there was just so much rant. It couldn't all be contained. It didn't really translate. I left it in. I'm very tired. It's very late. Here we go. And I also faded in the Canadian National Anthem. It's just a lot. I know it's not a controversial take, but it's a lot. Anyways, thank you. I'm gonna let you go. Bye. So aghast, and these comments weren't saying Nazi shit. They were saying things like, good video, Salute, I loved this one. And I was like, get the fuck out of my comment section. And after like the kind of voice, like, you can't talk to me with a swastika in your username, I'm sorry, you can't. You can eat shit and die, but you can't fucking talk to me. And I was just like, what am I gonna do? Like, this is, I'm not the one, right? For fucking Nazi shit. And then I looked at the calendar and I was like, they're like, oh, you know, Salute, maybe you lost a follower. Maybe you lost the absence of bigotry, you know? So it's just, because I cannot stress this enough. And I'm sorry, I'm so pissed off about it. I don't make stories for fucking Nazis, okay? Wild. Oh my God. I might delete this section. I don't know. In what world do you think someone's gonna be like, what's up, Hitler did nothing wrong 327? I'm glad you liked the audio. Like, what the f***? In Anyways, that's why I did it. I also put the pride flag up in the channel banner. I think that will deter them, or at least let them know it's not the space for them. Okay. It's very hot, and you can't have any fans or AC on while you're recording, and you have to close the windows, and I'm just gonna go die, but I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're taking care of yourself. I hope you're staying hydrated. I hope you're safe. I hope the wildfires aren't anywhere near you. And I love you. Thank you so much for your support. It makes such a difference. And I'm really looking forward to the stories this month and next month and the month after that. Yeah, I think that's everything. Like, I had something on here that was like, tell them you really liked Air, like that movie Air about the Michael Jordan shoe. And I did. I loved it. I thought it was funny. I thought it had momentum. I love, you know, business espionage in a movie. It's just not really relevant to anything I discuss when I do these audios. So, but we'll do the call to action. How's that sound? If there's a movie you've seen that you've really enjoyed lately, leave a comment, a spoiler-free comment, please. Thank you again. You're just the best, and be good, okay? Mwah.